This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Equipment to make guns with a 3D printer was found in a Racine bus last week, along with drugs and stolen guns. A criminal complaint accuses 33-year-old Kedrian Belt Dixon of 11 felony charges. Racine leaders say their city growth owes something to a Kenosha political figure. Former Kenosha Mayor John Antramian has been consulting Racine on redevelopment efforts under a $3,000 a month contract. Some alders tried to end that deal early during budget talks this week, but came up short in a vote. Racine County's Opioid Settlement Advisory Council meets tomorrow. They'll review spending and future plans. So far, funds have supported jail treatment, recovery housing, and harm reduction. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office has earned a gold-level Vets Ready Employer Award for 2025. A statement says it recognizes their commitment to hiring veterans. Only 25 employers in the state received the honor. And Caledonia firefighters will conduct live fire training tomorrow at the former South Hills Country Club. You may notice a lot of activity at that place near the interstate tomorrow. Previous plans to burn it down were delayed last week due to wind. That land will eventually be home to a $440 million industrial park. Construction on that is set to start next year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Murph does it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' Pat Murphy named National League Manager of the Year for a second year in a row.
Well, I think it's a statement for the Milwaukee Brewers, from ownership to the Ivory Tower to our coaching staff. You know, it's an organizational award, and I'm very pleased to be part of this organization.
He's only the fourth manager to ever win in back-to-back seasons. Bucks basketball tonight. They're in Charlotte to take on the Hornets. College hoops. Wisconsin with a win over Ball State, 86-55. NFL, the Packers back at work after losing to the Eagles. Center Elgton Jenkins now on injured reserve after suffering a fractured fibula Monday night. Last week, it was Tucker Kraft and the ACL. Could these injuries become an issue?
I mean, we're not going to let it. I think the frustration is just that we haven't figured it out yet. We definitely come into every game with the confidence. We just got to find a way to execute as well.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy, especially this morning. Our high today right around 50. The wind west gusting to 30 this morning. It'll back off later this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 33. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.